It's time for the new addition to our show, A Word in Edgeways, which we heard for the first time yesterday, and a chance to enjoy a few moments of reflection in the company of a different person each day, always around this time. So who do we have in store for you today? Well, we're crossing over to County Wicklow, to the garden of Canon Ruth Elms, the Archdeacon of Ossory and Loughlin for the Church of Ireland. And her theme this morning is Smaller Yet Bigger. Canon Elms, good morning.
Good morning, Shay. It's lovely to greet you here from the Wicklow countryside. I'm sure you can hear in the background, it's very noisy this hour of the morning down here at the moment. Normal times, I average about 30,000 kilometres a year around my parish and the diocese and the country. But like many others, my terms of reference have shrunk. As a result, I've learned more about my environment within that restrictive 5 kilometres, which I wouldn't have been aware of otherwise. During this time, I've noticed a daytime rave with a free bar, a vagrant living in very poor circumstances, incessant construction work, the local gigolo and his coterie of followers, and the busy open eateries with security marshalling the arrival of food deliveries, all this within 5 kilometres in a small country town nestled in the Wicklow Mountains. Well, anyone would be horrified by the lack of social distancing this entails. To start with, the lambs rave in the sunshine in a field next to me in the afternoons, their little bodies leaping and twisting to the invisible music coming out of their ear pods, as there can be no other explanation for their joyous bouncing. When fatigue threatens this rave, they bound over to their poor, tired mothers for a drink, the bar ever open. A local vagrant visits occasionally in the brambles at the bottom of the garden by the river. Ray the deer, doe is so very last season, raises her head to show displeasure at being disturbed, and then in retaliation will wander the garden staring at me. No respect for boundaries. The busy rook construction workers are nest building. Their tight collection and delivery timetable around the garden interrupts work in my office. They noisily chatter and fight among themselves as they labour. The new housing in the trees behind, clumped like mini estates with mixed housing and high-rise apartments. No planning permission, any of them. The local gigolo, a cock pheasant, saunters across the lawn with his tittering young ones following, a group of about 12 hen pheasants. He's so exhausted by his social schedule, he can often wake me shouting from the garden that someone's turned the lights off. It's 3 a.m., I mutter in reply. Intense food supply demand round here requires security detail at all times. The row when the bird feeders are refilled with peanuts and fat balls means that the local Sergeant Robin must restore order if a chaffinch upsets a blue tit or a crow dive bombs a blackbird. From time to time, a kestrel pair hover as a warning of further consequences if the bickering continues. Smaller, yet bigger. It's all happening within 5 kilometres. Within all of our 5 kilometres, there's a busy community and diversity, which we may only notice when the world forces us to slow down reluctantly and see our environment smaller, yet bigger.
Thank you very much. That's Canon Ruth Elms, Archdeacon of Ossory and Loughlin for the Church of Ireland. A Word in Edgeways will be back again at the same time tomorrow, and you can find more details as well as listen back to the podcast at rte.ie/edgeways.